Last time we started discussing the differences between Cheskas Karkaos and Cheskas Mechaplin. Mishnah Daf Chav Ches sets forth the yesod that Cheskas Abatim, Cheskas Karkaos is Gimel Shanim. Gimel Shanim, if you don't have a chazak al altar, you can't prove that the karka belonged to you through Achilas Peros la altar with one Achila, but rather you need Achilas Peros for Gimel Shanim. Cheskas Karkaos is Gimel Shanim. We pointed out that Cheskas Mechaplin is not Gimel Shanim. From the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis, it's clear that since an Uman doesn't have a Chazaka, the Uman is the exception for the rule, but Cheskas Metatlam, as Rashbam there explains, Niyad, La'alter, a person who's holding on to Metatlam, as we said, Chazaka, Mashatachas Yad, Adam, Hu Shalom, we assume that it belongs to him, we don't need Cheskas Gimel Shon. We saw there's another distinction between Metatlam and Karkos, that when it comes to Karkos, to establish a raya, a cheskas raya, that the karka belongs to you, you need a taina as well. The Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph says that chazaka she'eni mataina in a chazaka. But if you just come to Beis Din, you say, I've been sitting here for 3 years, you say, I know the first Mishnah in the third parak. Cheskas karka is gimel shanim, so Beis Din will tell you, but what's your taina? Well, what are you doing here? So if you don't have a good taina, l'kuol chubiyadi, Yashin it for my father, I got it matar. If you don't have a good taina as to why you're here, why you're the owner of the karka, so then the chazak is not going to help you. That's true when it comes to karka. Rabbi Yonah points out that when it comes to metatlim, that's not the case. Person doesn't need a taina by metatlim. Cheskasa la'alter, even without a taina. Now, as we pointed out, if you just say, lo amar li adam davar me'olam, I'm here because, you know, I'm holding this baseball glove, I'm holding the chayfetz because no one told me otherwise. If we know that there's a marakama to this object, we recognize that this suit belonged to another individual, so then you can't just say, well, I'm holding on to the suit because, you know, he didn't say anything. That's not enough. But at the same time, you don't need a real taina to say, l'kua chubiyadi, I bought it, I got it from Matana. You could just say, I don't, you know, it's mine. If the marakama claims, but what's your taina? You could say, I don't want to talk about it. That's enough. Even if you don't have a taina, Rabbi Yonah says by metatlin that works. Cheskaso la'alter, and you don't even need a taina. So there are two distinctions between karka as opposed to metatlin. Karka, cheskaso gimel shonim, metatlin, cheskaso la'alter, karka, you need a chazaka sheyeshi mataina. Metatlin, Rabbi Yonah at least says that you don't need a taina. So the question is, what's the chilek? Why should I say that metatlin and karka are different? Last time we tried to address the chilek in one way. Right, what did we say? Rabbi Chana Wasserman in Chelek Beis Siman Tes suggests that it's all this chazaka that we're talking about. Chazaka mashatachas yad adam hu shalom. What does that chazaka do? So he suggests that there are rayas, there are different proofs that seem to imply that this chazaka is a raya brura. It's like a rov, it's a full ruba, the lesser come on, it's a raya brura that the item belongs to the individual. If someone is holding on to metatlim, so that's a raya brua hochach, it's like an anan sadi. It's like there are edim that he owns the chayfetz. It's a raya brua. It's tfisa muchachas, as we said. That's the loshon Rabbi Chanan uses. It's tfisa muchachas that it must belong to him. Now why? Why is it a tfisa muchachas? So we suggested a simple pshat, is that achzuki inshi begambi lo machzikina. We don't assume people are ganovim. So we don't assume people are ganovim, and he's holding on to the object, so how did it get there? How did it get to his hand unless he bought it, unless he got it b'matana, unless he got it beheter? So because we're not machzik people begambi, so we assume that there's a chazoka, mashatachas, yodo shalodom hu shalo, it's tfisa muchachas, that it must belong to him. So it's a raya brura that it must belong to him. Who says this? Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, as we mentioned last time, on Daf Mem Vav, in contrasting Uman with Adam Acher, he says, "Yishar kol Adam yesh lo chazaka." Why do other people have a chazaka? He's neman loma lakua chubiyadi. Shatfisa chazaka v'raya al hamekach. The tfisa itself is a raya and a chazaka on the mekach. It's the best proof. The tfisa is the best proof that there was a mekach. Because we're not machzik people as ganavim, so if we don't assume people are ganavim, so of course if there's a tfisa, he must have bought it, he must have gotten it b'matani, he must have gotten it b'heter, because he's not going to be a ganav. So the tfisa itself is the best raya, Rabbi Yonah says. Now, of course, there are exceptions to this rule. There are exceptions where the tfisa by metatlim is not a good raya. Like what? What's the classical example?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry?
Uman.
Uman is the classical, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis. Umnim don't have a chazaka. Why? The fact that he's holding on to it, isn't that a tefisa mechachas? No, because there's an umdana fakert. There's an umdana that tells us that he didn't buy it. Because mistama, if the suit is by the dry cleaner, then they got it to clean. He didn't buy the suit. So umdana is an exception to the rule, because it's not that the chazaka isn't the raya brua, it's that sometimes you have an umdana that goes against the chazaka, so then of course the chazaka is not going to prove anything. Similarly, dvarim asuyim lahashil lahaskir, things that normally are rented or borrowed, the chazaka is not a chazaka. You can't say the fact that I'm holding on to it, oh, I must have bought it. No, maybe you borrowed it. The only time the chazaka works is by dvarim she'en asuyim lahashil lahaskir, if it's not normal to rent or to borrow. So then if you're holding on to it, then it's a good chazaka. But that's not always true. There are exceptions to the rule. Third and final exception to the rule is what's called godros. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav says, "Hagodros ein lahem chazaka." You know, the Mishnah says, "Avodim have a cheskas gimel shanim." Avodim are not karka, but they're hukshu lekarkos. So that's why they're mentioned together with the Mishnah. Everything in the Mishnah is talking either about karka or something that's mechubel karka, and then it says avodim. Well, what's avodim doing here? They're not mechubel karka. Yeah, they're not mechubel karka, but they have a din of karka. They're hukshu lekarkos for certain halachas. That's why it's mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, how can Avodim Cheskos and Gimel Shonim Ha'amer Reish Lakish Hagodos Ein Lehem Chazaka? Reish Lakish says Godros are animals. Goder, Geder. Animals are penned in. There's a Geder. We make a fence to make sure the animals don't run away. So Hagodros, animals, we say, don't have a Chazaka. They don't have a Chazaka. So if animals don't have a Chazaka, why don't animals have a Chazaka? So the Rashbam explains why. Because animals move around. We want them to stay within the penning, but sometimes they don't. If we take them out to pasture, we take them out to graze, and you turn around, and the animal is gone. So the fact that the sheep is found in someone else's possession, let's say there's a siman on the sheep. I mean, obviously, if there's no siman on the sheep, so then the marakama can't claim that it's his. But let's say there's a siman on the sheep, but it's found in someone else's property. So is that a raya that the other person owns it? Reish Lakish says, no, Hagodros ein lahem chazaka, because maybe minafshay or ko'ayl, maybe they went by themselves. Kol davar hamahalach bedrakim uveshvachim sheyoch olom me'atzmo nichnas, yeah, ein hachazaka, ve'ein yoch olom alakuach ubiyadi. The kasha of the Gemara is, how can you say avodim yesh lahem chazaka, but they're like godos, avodim also minafshay or ka'ayl, they walk by themselves, so the fact that the Eved is found on someone else's property, that's no raya that he bought it, maybe the Eved just came there on his own volition, right? And the godros also, maybe they just came there. So the Gemara answers, no, godros do have a chazaka la'acha gimel shanim, right? Just like avodim have a chazaka la'acha gimel shanim, godros also have a chazaka. Reish Lakish just meant, there's no chazaka la'alter by godros. There's no chazaka la'alter by Godus, meaning that cheskas metatlim, the cheskas metatlim normally works to alter by Godus, it doesn't work. Why? Because there's no chazaka. You can't say that just because the Godus are found in someone else's property, mistama, he bought it. It's just not true, because the Godus walk around by themselves, so the chazaka by Godus doesn't apply. The third exception to the rule, normally cheskas metatlim la'alter, we assume that immediately the fact that there's a tfisa, that's a tfisa muchachas that proves that the person who is holding on to it must have bought it, must have acquired it in some legal way, through Mekachamemker, through Matana, Yerusha, whatever it is. But there are exceptions. By Umnim, there's no chazaka la'alter. By Dvar Masim Lahashul Haske, there's no chazaka la'alter. By Godra, same lam chazaka la'alter. But normally there is a tfisa muchachas. There is a tfisa muchachas. So because there's a tfisa muchachas, that explains both points of metaltlin. Both that chazkosan la'alter, and that you don't need a taina. Why don't you need a taina? Because it's a raya brua. The tfisa alain, the tfisa itself is the raya brua that the person owns it, that he got it beheter. So if we know that he got it beheter, la'alter, there's a chazaka. If we know he got it beheter, he doesn't have to put forward any kind of taina. Because there's no reisa in this situation. We know there's a raya brua. It's like Adam came. If Adam came and said, this individual who's holding on to this to the object, owns the object, We don't need a taina from him. The Eidim say it. So that's it. So if the chazaka that he's holding on to it, if that chazaka is so strong, if it's a raya brua, anan sadi, that he owns it, so then there's nothing more that's needed. The chazaka is la'alter, and there's no need for taina. What's the problem? Why is karka different? That's metaltim. Chanan explains metaltim, everything's great. But why is karka different? If this is chazaka, we don't assume that people are ganovim. So isn't the same? Doesn't the same apply to karka? If the same applies to karka, so then again, there's a raya brua. If the person is on the karka eating peris, so then that's a raya brua that it must belong to him. So why do we say chazaka by karka is only after gimel shanim? It should be la'alter. Why do we say that you need chazaka sheshim atayna by karka even without a taina? There's a raya brua that he owns it. So we wanted to suggest that maybe the answer is that chazaka, achzuke yin shebegan v'lo machzakin, it doesn't mean that there's a chazaka, people don't violate the iser gzeil. No one's going to steal. People don't steal. People don't cheat. Unfortunately, that's not the chazaka. It's not that people don't steal. It's that they won't steal in a way that's chutzpah. They won't steal in a way that's going to give them a bad reputation. People are not going to go into someone else's property and take a chayfetz out. That looks bad. It looks funny. So by metadlim machzuki en shebegan v'lo machzakina, because no one's going to do that. No one's going to be motzi from the rishus habaylim metadlim that doesn't belong to them. But by karka, what are you doing? What's the squatter doing? What's the machzik doing? He's not being motzi the karka from the rishus habaylim. He's just on the karka. He might not even be motzi the baylim from the karka. He's not kicking them out. What's the normal case over here? That the Bailam are off in China. They're doing business. You know, they don't have texting and email and whatnot. They're not coming back. They have to hear. It takes time for them to hear that someone's on the property. So this individual sees, look, the planting season is going to come and go, and nothing's going to happen with this karka. The Bailam are not using the karka this year. So he figures, you know, let me make use of the karka. Is he allowed to do that? Of course not. He's not allowed to use the property of someone else without their permission. But what's he doing? He's not taking the property away from the Bailam. It's just there. He's not motzi from the Rishus HaBailam. It's just sitting there. He's using the property. So maybe people would do that. Maybe that's not as big a chutzpah as taking metaltlim outside the Rishus of the Bailam. So maybe there isn't a chazoka, a chzuki inkshi began v'lo marzakinan. Maybe it doesn't apply to karka the way it applies to metaltlin. Because we're not talking about whether a person really is suspect to steal. Maybe people would steal, as long as it doesn't look bad. As long as it doesn't look like such a chutzpah. By karka, it's not such a chutzpah, because he's not taking the karka actually away from the violent karka. He's just sitting there. He's just using the karka. So maybe there a person would sit on the property. So there is no rayala alter. Just because he's Ochel Peres, there's no raya that actually belongs to him. That's why you need Gimel Shanim. Yes?
If the squatter takes Peres from the property and keeps them, why don't we assume that since he probably is not stealing it, it must be that it actually belongs to him?
So we're talking not about the Peres themselves, but about the karka. You're saying if he takes the Peres, does he have to pay them back to the Bailam? Do we assume that he owns the Peres? It could be that he bought the payers from the Bailam. So it's not so clear that we can force the person to give back the payers, but the question is, is the Achilles payers a raya that he owns the karka? We're talking about the karka over here. Right? The Gemara Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis has this back and forth between the karka. That if we trust the person about the karka, so then he shouldn't have to return the payers. If we don't trust him about the karka, let him return the payers too. He should have to pay up the payers. But it's an interesting question, because the payers are metaltim, they're not karka. We're not going there. Okay, but let's just look at it from the following perspective. Trying to examine Achilles' payers to see if it's a raya that he owns the karka. Okay? So one could say that there's no raya, because it's not such a big chutzpah to go into the property and to take payers. If the Bailam are not going to take the payers anywhere, or the Bailam are not working the karka, so then maybe this individual will say, I'll work the karka. Well, the Bailam are not here. It doesn't prove anything. So this idea that Achzuki en shebegan v'lo machzakinan doesn't mean that we don't assume that people will steal. No, it's much more than that. It's that people are not going to steal, but they're a chutzpah. So some point out that this is alluded to by the Levush. The Sefer Levush Malchus, on the Dalek Helke Shulchan Aruch, Right? With many different levushim Mordechai wore, right? So on Choshe Mishpat, it's called Levush Ir Shushan. The Ir Shushan, the Ayin Shin, you sometimes see in the Sman, the Shach, and the Sarah, the Shulchan Aruch. The Ayin Shin says, who's the Ayin Shin? Ayin Shom? No. Ir Shushan, Levush. He's one of the classical achronim on Choshe Mishpat. So instead of looking at it from the Shach and the Sman, I figured let's look at the Levush inside. What does the Levush say? This is in Simon Kuf Mem Sif Aleph. A person is nemat to say lukuchnem biyadi. Hainu mishum sheish reglaim ledaber dim lokein heich bo liyado im lo shezeh nosno lo midaitim. That's because there's a reglaim ledaber. That's another way to say anan sadi, right? Raya brura, that it belongs to him. Because if not, then how did it get to his hands? It must have come midaito. Either the marakama gave it to him b'matana, or he sold it to him, etc. Aval karka she'ena zozo mimkoma zokta levush, but karka that never moves. Uvachom mokom she'i b'cheskas balea hi omedes, no matter where it is, meaning, no matter who is there sitting on the karka, it's b'cheskas habaylim, it's always b'rshus habaylim. It's halachically in the possession of the baylim, because you can't move the karka. V'lo shayach b'lomar dim lokein echbo liyado shozeh. It's not shayach to say by karka, if not for the fact that he bought the karka or received it from Matana, what's he doing on this karka? It's not shayach to say such an idea. Shimhaya b'yado v'hu ovda efshashu halach l'socha v'avad b'abalo yedias habal. Because maybe even if he didn't buy it, maybe he's working the property without the knowledge of the owner. The owner's in China. Maybe he's working the property. Zokta Levush. Therefore, there's no chazoka immediately by karka. What's Levush talking about? When it comes to metatlim, he says, clearly the chazoka metatlim is going to be miyah, because if not for the fact that he acquired it legally, the heter, so what's the metatlim in his hand? But by karka doesn't say that, right? By karka he can't say that. Because karka is always omed b'rishus habaylim. It doesn't move. It's omed b'rishus habaylim. So therefore, you can't say, how did this person come into the karka? What do you mean? But how did he come into the karka? If he's the only way he came into the karka, we have to assume that he bought it. We have to assume that he received it from Matana. Maybe he stole it. Maybe he's using it illegally. Why can't you say that the fact that he's ochel peres on the karka, he's working the karka, that's the biggest proof that he acquired the karka beheter? Achzuke in shibeganvi lo machzakina. What's the Levush saying? So many point out from the Levush, you see this idea that if you can use something begezel without taking it away from the Baalim, without taking it out of the Rishus HaBaalim, so then there is no raya, because people could do that. People would do that. People would enter into the Rishus HaBaalim and use the property of the Baalim, as long as they don't have to take it away from the Baalim. Because that's not as much of a chutzpah. He doesn't use the Lashon chutzpah, I'm adding to him. That's really what he's saying, that the people would steal. People would use the property be'issa. It's be'issa. The Baalim didn't give you permission. It is be'issa. But you're not being motzi it from the Rishus HaBaalim. You're just entering into it. If you're entering into it, you're not moving the karka, so then maybe it's not so much of a chutzpah. Maybe people would do that. So there really is no raya immediately. So that's why cheskas karkos has to be gimel shani. That's why cheskas karkos has to be gimel shani, because there is no proof immediately. There is no proof immediately. The Ritva echoes a similar notion. The Ritva is actually weiter. It's on the first kasha of the Gemara. We're gonna get to this. We didn't get to the kasha. We didn't get to the teretz. But the Ritva makes a comment about the kasha of the Gemara that's very relevant to us. The Gemara is going to ask on Daf Chav Ches, Menayin lechazaka shehi gimel shani. How do we know cheskas abatim, cheskas karkos is gimel shani? What's the kasha of the Gemara? How do you know it's three? Okay, you need cheskas raya. If you want to establish that the karka is in your control, is that you're the bialim, you need a cheskas raya. But why gimel shani? Why gimel shani? Why is it three? So Zokta Ritva, he fleshes out the kasha. This is a beautiful Ritva. Menayin lechazaka shishal shonim. Klomer, what does it mean? Vos main does. What's the kasha Gemara? Mehecha nafka lechazaka shteishal shonim lo pochos velo yosef. The kasha of the Gemara is, why do you assume cheskas karkos is gimel shanin? Lo pachos velo yoser. Not less than gimel shanin, and not more than gimel shanin. Why would I assume it's less than gimel shanin? Because it's similar to what? Metaltlim. Cheskas and la'altim. So why is it gimel shanin? Maybe it's less. Maybe it's like metaltlim. Well, maybe it's not gimel shanin. Maybe it's more than gimel shanin. What does that mean? He says as follows. Im tfisason raya kimetaltlim. If tfisa son raya, what does that mean? If the tfisa by karka, is it tfisa muchachas? If it's a raya brura, just like by metaltim, there's a raya brura, because the bailim wouldn't be shosek, the bailim wouldn't be quiet, this person's in the karka. Just like by metaltim, the bailim wouldn't be quiet, by karka, the bailim wouldn't be quiet even for a moment, so then the chazaka should be la'alter by karka too, not just by metaltim. V'im ein tfisa san raya, and if tfisa by karka is not a tfisa muchachas, shu davar sha'odam yochali kones l'socho, because it's something, karka is something you can enter into. Karka is something that you can enter into. Lama lahem chazaka la'olam. Then why is cheskas karkos even gimel shanim? There should never be a cheskas karkos. What's the kasha of the Gemara? It's a beautiful refah. What's he saying? If tfisa by karka is a tfisa muchachas like by metaltlim, and why is it a tfisa muchachas? Because the bailam would never be quiet. It's interesting. So he throws in this idea. He doesn't just say achzuki in shebegan v'lo machzikinan. He says, what's the raya? Not that we can't be machzik people beganvi. It's not that the raya is mitzad the machzik. The raya is mitzad the marakam. Right? Did you notice he's shifting gears a little bit? We threw this out yesterday, this approach, right? Right, not that the raya is mitzad the machzik, that he never will be a gada, but the raya is mitzad the bailim, they'd never be shosek. So if the tfisa by karka is a tfisa muchachas like by metaltim, because the bailim would never be shosek even miyad, so then cheskasun la'alta, even by karka the tfisa should, the chazakash be miyad. And if the tfisa by karka is not a tfisa muchachas, why would the tfisa by karka not be a tfisa muchachas? He says because karka you can enter into. You don't need to take it away from the bailim. You can use it by entering into the karka. So then it's not a tfisa muchachas. So then the chazaka should not even be gimel shanim. It should never be. Even la'olam, there shouldn't be a chazaka. The Ritva is saying the same verb. It's just he's tweaking it a little bit. He's saying the tfisa muchachas, the gavim etatlim, is not just a function of achzuki and shibagan v'lo machzakina, but the fact that the bailim would never be shosek. Right? The bailim would never be shosek. If someone's holding on to their metal, to their objects, so the tfisa muchachas miyad. But by karka, there is no tfisa muchachas. Why? For the same reason. It's the same fart. That the difference between metaltlim as opposed to karka is that metaltlim, you're taking it away from the bailim. So if you're taking it away from the bailim, forget about whether we can assume the guy's a god or not, but the bailim wouldn't be shosik if you're taking it away from them. But by karka, you're not taking it away from them, you're just entering into the property. So then the bailim might be shosek. They don't care because they feel if the bailim are not going to use the property now. I mean, if I'm taking the peiros and the bailim are going to use the peiros is one thing, but the bailim might feel like I don't care. Okay, this person's eating peiros, right? He's eating peiros, but if the bailim don't care, so then they'll be toveya. They'll be mocha at some point in time. But why give them a limit of 3 years? They'll be mocha at some point in time, but there's no raya from the tfisa anyway. So no raya from the tfisa anyway. Why should we say that the chazaka of a karka should be gimel shon? Again, we see this vort that the difference between metaltim and karka is whether you can only use something that belongs to someone else by taking it away from the bailim, or can you use it by just entering into the property? By karka, you can enter into the property, so therefore there's no tfisa muchachas by karka. But by metaltim, there is a tfisa muchachas because you can't enter into the property. So if you can't enter into the property, so then, and if we're not going to be machzik a person beganvi, so then there's a raya mechachas from the tfisa that belongs to him. If bailim would not be shosek, if someone picked up that took something out of their property, not going to be shosek immediately, so then there'll be a tfisa mechachas miyad. Yes.
If we're saying that the marakam is not going to be mocha because it's not really, it doesn't even matter so much, like they just pass through the land and trespass, whatever. Didn't we say in the Rashba that all the actions that belong to a cheskas raya are things that are maps to the bialim, and that's why they're good proof.
Correct. No one said that the bialim are not going to be toveya the peiros, but the question is the fact that the bialim let this person eat the peiros for this whole time, is that a proof that the person owns the field? Is that a proof that he owns the field? So it's not necessarily a proof. If it's not a proof, then the bialim can come to Bezdin and say, let's say the person ate fruits for 5 years, right? So he comes to Bezdin and says, I ate fruits for 5 years. But Bezdin will say, that's not a raya that you own the field. Do you have a shtar? No, I don't have a shtar. Oh, he doesn't have a shtar. So then the Marakama can say, so pay me for the 5 years. Now, it's very nice that you brought aid and that you ate fruits for 5 years. That's great. Now pay me for the fruits. Right? If it's not a raya, so then he can be toveim for the fruits. Is there a raya? The fact that the bialim was shosik for 5 years who wants to run to Bezdin? Right? Would the bialim allow someone just to eat the fruits of their field? Shouldn't they be afraid that maybe the person is going to claim that he owns the field? So that's what the Ritva is saying. Maybe taka the tfisa by kark is not a tfisa muchachas. If it's not a tfisa muchachas, so then why should there be a chazak even after Gimel Shanim? What's taka the answer of the Gemara? So the answer of the Gemara, Pasha the answer without getting involved in complications. Okay, Usha, Rava. What's the answer? After 3 years, it's a raya. That's the answer. Cheskes metaltlim la'alter havi chazaka. Cheskes metaltlim immediately is a chazaka. And you don't need a taina because it's such a raya brewer immediately. It's a raya brewer because we're not machzik in shibagandhi. It's a raya brewer because the Bible will not be shosik, right? Different ways of saying the same thing, right? But by karka, we don't have a raya brewer. Miyad. That's why you need Cheskas Gimel Shonim. That's why you need the Taina. The answer of the Gemara is that after Gimel Shonim, Taka is a Tfisa Muchachas even by Karka. And because it's a Raya Brura, so then by Karka, Taka, you will win. But you need the Gimel Shonim. You need the Chazak of Gimel Shonim, and you need the Taina as well in order to create the Raya Brura. And that's why Karka is different than the Taka. Okay, this is one approach to the Sukkah. Question, two of you.
In the written law,
yeah.
Before we get to the answer to the Gemara gives, why would the Bialim not protest against the guy just using his property?
Because he doesn't care. I mean, he's not. If the Bialim want to use the property themselves, so then they might kick the guy out. But sometimes the Bialim know what's going on, but they're not interested in using the property. People don't always use their property, so if he doesn't care, he's not necessarily going to protest. But let's say the Bialim are away in China, and they're not going to use the property anyway. So the question is, would they protest? Would they send the mechah? Right? Would they protest and say, I don't want you on the property. I'm not using it, but I don't want you on the property. Or would they say, what do I care? As long as he doesn't ruin the property, let him do it. I'm not going to get involved. I'm not going to bother. So that's the shaila. Zok the Ritva, the kasha of the Gemara, is if it's not a tefisa mechacha, so then why is there a chazak after Gemara Shanim? Well, the answer of the Gemara is no. There is a raya. For 3 years, the Bialim are not going to necessarily be mocha. They'll wait. The first year, ech. Second year. But 3 years? For 3 years, they're not going to be quiet. Once 3 years comes, they definitely will be mocha. So then there is a raya brua. As long as you have a chazak, a sheshimatan, there'll be a raya brua. And then he'll be able to establish that the field belongs to him. It belongs to the Marka. This is one approach. But the difference between metaltlim and karka is that there's a chazaka by metaltlim, it's a raya brura, that if he's holding on to it immediately, it belongs to him. There's a raya brura. As opposed to karka, there isn't a raya brura until you have gimel shanim with a taina. This is an acceptable approach, and we see that the Ritva and the Lavush seem to be saying something like this. But you can't say this within the Rambam. The Rambam has to have a different approach in the sugya. To answer these two questions about why Cheskas Karkos is Gimel Shanim as opposed to Metaltlim and why you need a Taina by Karkos. How do I know that? Let me read to you a Rambam. What does the Rambam say about Cheskas Metaltlim? The Rambam Milchus Toin Benitin. Perakhes Halach Aleph. We read a little bit, but now I want to read the whole thing. The Rambam says, Kol ha-metaltlim b'cheskas zeh shehein tachas yadav. Aval b'shevi ha-toveh ha-edim sheha-metaltlim halolo yiduin lo. Ruvain brings Eidim that he's the Marakama, that he owned it. But now the Metatlim are becheskas someone else. So Zok the Rambam from the Gemara, Kol Matatama Becheskas Zeh Shein Tachas Yodah. The Becheskas the Machzik. Kate said, Beged Zeh O Kli Zeh Shebiyodcha Ho Shebesoch Beischa Shelihu. You have a Murakama who's to Tainas, the Beged or the Kli that you have. It's in your property, but it belongs to me. Oh, if Kadatiu Etzlecha, Oh, Hishul Tiu Lecha. He has some kind of a Taina that it's by you, but I'm the Murakama. V'harei ha'edim shein yodim osom ikodim bershuso. There are edim who say, we know. There's a simon that we know that the guy owned it. V'anipa amaloki alato machateli onasateli b'matana. The master says, no, you gave it to me b'matana. You sold it to me. Harei ze hanipa nishba heses v'nifta. The nitba, the marakama, the machzik is nishba heses v'nifta. Takes a shua seses and he gets it. The Rambam sets forth the principle that chazaka mashatachas yad adam hu shalo, someone is holding on to something, it belongs to him. Even if the marakam has edim, it doesn't matter. Edim that he once owned it. But if the machzik has a taina, lakuchu biyadi, you gave it to me from matana, then we keep it by the machzik. There's something that the Rambam says over here, there's a phrase the Rambam uses over here, that implies that the Rambam holds that the fact that we keep metadlin by the machzik is not because there's a raya brura that it belongs to the machzik. Did you pick up on what the Rambam means? What does he say?
The
town.
Yeah, the nitba makes a taina.
The nitba makes a taina. Okay, interesting. Right, the Rambam does say the nitba makes a taina. Rabbi Yonah says you don't need the taina. Good, that's excellent. But I think there's something more basic to the Rambam. What does he add? Shvus Hesed. Shvus Hesed. Who said that? Yaakov? Yaakov?
Yeah.
Nothing else. Shvus Hesed, exactly. The Rambam says that for the machzik to be zoche, you need a shvus hesed. Why shvur? What does a shvur do? What's the goal of a shvur? Again, we just said this yesterday. What's the goal of a shvur?
Birur.
A shvur is coming to be mevar. Now, I know there's shvur daraisa. Shvus hesed is not a shvur daraisa. But shvur is still coming to be mevar or something. If it's really such a raya brura, cheskes metadla miyad is such a raya brura that it belongs to him. So what is he need a shvus heses for? What do you need a shvus heses for, according to the Rambam? It's a davar bara that it belongs to him. So what's the need for shvus heses? It's pel in the Rambam. The Rambam says that for cheskes metadlam to work, for us to say this chazaka, that mashatachas yad adam hu shalo, I need a shvus heses. What do I need a shvus heses for? If it's doch a raya brura, so then what's the need for a shvus heses? Naftali Trupp wants to suggest that maybe the Rambam had a totally different understanding in cheskes metadlin. Maybe the Rambam holds that chazaka mashatachas yad adam hu shalo, that's not a raya brura. The chazaka, it's a rov, but it's not a raya brura. All it does is it's molded a suffix. It creates a suffix to us. We have a marakama. We have Aiden that testified that the marakama owned this metaphor at some point in time. But now we have a machzik. We have someone who's holding on to this object. Someone different is holding on to the object. What does that do? He's holding on to the object. It's like mistamet shalo, no? Not necessarily. It's not a raya brua that it's shalo, but it's enough to be molded a suffix in our minds. It's enough to be molded a suffix in our minds. What's the rule when you have mamana mota b'suffix? Sumchas and the Rabbanan. You say Cholkin, that's Sumchas. Sumchas, Cholkin. And what do the Rabbanan hold? Amotzmechal of a Raya. Amotzmechal of a Raya. The Chachamim say, who do we follow the Mokom Safek? We don't say Cholkin. Who do we follow Mokom Safek? What's the magic word? Who do we follow when there's a Safek in Metatlin? The Muchsik, exactly. Tuvia. The Muchsik, too far. The Muchsik. Naftali, maybe that's what's going on over here. Chazaka mashatachas yad adam u'shalo. That simply is molded a suffix for us. That maybe the markama is not really the Bible. It's molded a suffix. Kamotz mechavero. All of Haraya tells me that we have to follow the muchzak. Once I have a suffix, once there's a reyasa, we're not so clear that the markama owns it. So. And this person is a machzik, so then the marakama is the motzi mechavero, he's motzi from the machzik, so So we establish it by the muchzik. If the marakama can't bring a raya that he owns it now, he's only bringing eidim that he owned it before, that's not enough to be motzi from a muchzik b'makom safek. What does tfisa do? Tfisa is not tfisa muchachas. Tfisa is not a raya brura. Tfisa simply makes him into a muchzik. Once tfisa makes the machzik into a muchzik, and the chazoka mashatachas yad adamu shalom is molded a suffix in our minds, a suffix that maybe it doesn't belong to the marakama, then we establish it by the muchzik. So if the marakama wants to be motzi from the muchzik, he has to bring a raya to be motzi from the muchzik. But because it's still only a suffix, we're establishing it by the muchzik, but it's only a suffix. What do you need in order for the muchzik to win? You need a shwizas. That's what the Rambam is. The chazaka only is molded a suffix by us. So now the marakama has to bring a raya to be molded from a muchzik. The chazaka, the mashatachas yada who shalom that creates a suffix in our minds. The machzik is called the muchzik. So if the machzik was holding on to, he's the muchzik. There's a presumption of ownership by the muchzik. It's not that the tfisa, it's not that possession is the best proof of ownership. Possession creates a presumption of ownership. He's a muchzik. So if there's a presumption of ownership, the only way to be motzi from that muchzik is with a raya. The marakama has to bring a raya to be motzi from him. Because there's a suffix over here. We're going to establish it by the muchzik in makom suffix. But because it's only a suffix, the muchzik can get it without a shvuah. Right? Because there is a marakama over here. It's not like there's no one. It's not like he's just claiming that it's his. He has eidim that he was a marakama. So because he has eidim that he was a marakama at some point in time, and we only have a suffix over here, so even though we're going to establish it by the muchzik, but the muchzik has to swear Zokter Rambam, because it's still only a suffix. So we're going to establish it by the muchzik. The marakama has to bring a raya against the muchzik, and he still owns it, but for the muchzik to win, he has to be nishbahesis. He has to be nishbahesis. But he doesn't need a taina. Right? He doesn't need a taina. The master doesn't need a taina. Because he's a muchzik. So if he's a muchzik, we're going to establish him as a muchzik anyway. He doesn't need a taina. And miyad, he becomes a muchzik through the tfisa. It's just he needs a shvuah sesis because it's not a raya brewer, it's only a suffix. So therefore, he's gonna need a shvuah sesis. That could be how the Rambam is learning. Zach.
Doesn't the Rambam say that he needs a taina? He has to say that he bought it, or he...
So the Rambam, right? Okay, is the Rambam saying that he needs a taina? Okay, it could be that the Rambam holds that you do need a taina, because if not, then there's a reyes and a taina of the muchzik. I'm saying even if you don't, Rabbeinu Yonah felt that you don't need a taina. So I'm saying even if you don't need a taina, there's still a way to explain. The Rambam himself happens to hold that you need a taina, because he probably would assume that without some kind of a taina, not just that I don't want to respond to you, right? Without a taina, lakua fubiyodi, I got it in matana. So that's the biggest reyes in what the muchzik is saying. You're a muchzik from Heim Biz Morgan, but the reality is, you know, you have no taina. So what does it mean? You're a ganif. The Rambam holds that you need a taina, but it's not muchzik to say that you need a taina. It could be that it's enough that you're a muchzik. So then the marakama, without a raya that he actually owns it, we're not going to be motzi from the muchzik as long as the muchzik takes a shuah sesis. That's by metaltli. Why is karka different? Morty, question?
Yeah. Once we're saying a muchzik, they were a little right. Why seem to swear then?
Because here it's something special. Because there's a marakama. The marakama somehow, because there's a marakama, that's impinging on the rights of the muchzik. And because there's a marakama that's established with Eidim, we know for sure that he was a marakama, so the muchzik has to take a shvuah. There's some kind of a... It's only a suffix. So because it's only a suffix, and there's a marakama here, bevadai, so that's why the muchzik has to take a shvuah.
Isn't a shvuah hesis like a shvuah that we just make the one... guy swears the other guy doesn't, like, get
Eidim. Right, and that's exactly what we're doing over here, because there's a marakama with Eidim. So he feels like, come on, I mean, it's not fair. You know I was the marakama. I bring new Eidim, I was the marakama. So this guy's holding on to it, but I say he's a ganav. So it's exactly why we have to make The Muchzor take a Shavuos Hesed. If he would have said that the Tfisa itself is a Raya Beruah, so what's he taking the Shavuos Hesed for? It's a Raya Beruah, forget about it. I don't care that he has Eidim that he was a Marakama. But once we say that it's not a Raya Beruah, it's only Molad HaSafik, so then I understand. I understand. We're going to establish it by the Muchzor, but L'Hafiz Daito Shal Baal Bayis, we want to make the Marakama feel better, so we're going to force the Muchzor to take a Shavuos Hesed.
But why, I feel like at that point the question shouldn't be off the ground. Because isn't this
Shavuos
not really a
Mevar?
It's just coming to like placate the person who's losing his court case?
Well, every Shavuos is coming to be Mevar. What does that mean it's placating? It's establishing beyond a shadow of a doubt for us that Hitaka owns it, right? It's helping us a little bit. We're not 100% sure, right? It's still a Sofek, so the Shavuos is alleviating that Sofek and creating a Vaday over here. So that's why he's Chayav the Shavuos. Why is Karka different? Why by Metaldlam do we say that we establish the Metaldlam by the Muchzuk and yet by the Toface and yet by Karka we don't say that? What's the answer? According to this chat, Naftali's chat in the Rambam, what do you think? Because by Karka what?
There's no Sofek.
But
there's no
Tfisa,
so there's no
Sofek. There's no Tfisa. No, there is a Sofek, but there's no Tfisa. So there's no Muchzuk. There's no Muchzuk by Karka. Why is there no muchzuk by karka? Muchzuk means that it's tachas yado, right? It's tfisa, it's tachas yado. By karka, is the karka tachas yado of the individual who's eating pears? Is the karka tachas yado? No. Where's the karka? It's always b'shus habaylim. Karka is b'shus baylim omedes, right? So maybe that's the chilik between metaldlim and karka. But metaldlim, there's a sofik. Chazaka mashatachas yad adamu shalom, that creates a sofik for us. Samos mechabel of a raya tells me that we should leave it by the muhsuk. The toface is a muhsuk. So if the toface is a muhsuk, so then the marakava is going to have to bring a raya to be motzi from the muhsuk. But by karka, you can't say that cheskas karkos miyad, that the tfisa makes the machzik into a muhsuk, and now if the marakava wants to be motzi from the muhsuk, he's the one who has to bring the raya. No, because the machzik is not a muchzik. The machzik is not a muchzik because karka is always b'shus abaylim. Karka doesn't move. It's always b'shus abaylim. Karka ain't a nigzelas, the Gemara says. There's no gzela by karka. What does that mean, there's no gzela by karka? So some say it really means that there's no iser gzela by karka. Tosis in Bav Metzi in one place says there's no iser gzela by karka. But you don't have to say that. You can say there is an iser gzela by karka. If you kick the baylim out, that's gzela's karka. If you use the property, that is gzeilas karka. But nevertheless, there are no hilchas gzeila by karka. The dine gzeila that normally apply to metaltlim don't apply to karka. Karka eina nigzeles might mean, and that's the way we pass it, it's a machlokas tanoim at the end of Bava Kama. But karka eina nigzeles means that the halachos of gzeila don't apply to karka. Why don't they apply to karka? Because karka is b'shus habaylim. Which halachos am I referring to? So first of all, let's say the gezela, let's say the gezel gets damaged. Let's say the metaldlim get damaged. Let's say the karga gets damaged. Gozal soda mechavero v'shot fanohar. Let's say someone steals karga from his friend, he kicks him out of the karga, and then there's a flood, and the karga gets damaged. Does he have to pay? Let's say someone steals an object. Let's say I steal a baseball glove from someone. And I put the baseball glove in my property. And then there's a flood, chalila. And the baseball glove gets waterlogged. It gets ruined. This was his baseball glove. He used it for 10 years. He was in the playoffs with his baseball glove. It's perfect. It's perfect. You know, he's massaged it with all his oils or whatever. I haven't done this in a long time. You know, it's imperfect. And now it gets waterlogged, it gets ruined, and this, he can't use it anymore. So does the gazlan have to pay for that? Of course, there's a chiyuv onsin. There's a chiyuv onsin. If you're a gazlan and you steal metadlam, there's a chiyuv onsin. Even if ba'onis something happened, even if there's an accident, you must pay for that. But shot fanar, Reb Elezer says, karka einan igzeles, gozal karka to shot fanar, harish achol afanecha. You just say this, sorry, Charlie. This is your field. It's your problem. There's no chiyuv onsin by karka. Because there's no din gzela by karka. What, I can't steal karka? No, maybe I can steal karka, but din gzela don't apply to karka because the karka is b'shus habaylim. The karka is there. Karka is there. I may have kicked the bottle off. I might violate an Isser Gzela by Karka, but the halacha of Gzela, the halacha of a Chi of own sin by Gzela, that doesn't apply to Karka. What's more, what's the thing? Let's say I own an animal. You steal the animal from me. Can I be makdish that animal? Can I sell that animal? No. Now, the Gemara in Bava Kama on Daf Samach Tes says Rabbi Yochanan holds gozov alon is yashu abaylo shnei menim yicholim lehakdisho or lemochrom zelefi shena shalov zelefi shena b'shusa. If Reuven steals something from Shimon, so then neither can be makdish. The gazlan can be makdish and the nigzal can be makdish. The gazlan can be makdish because it doesn't belong to him. It's not shalov. That's clear. He's got to return it. But zelefi shena b'shusa. The Nigzel can't be makdish it either. He can't sell it either because it's not reshus. So it's outside of his reshus. It's outside of his physical property, but it's also outside of his halachic reshus because the Gazlan takes it over. The Gazlan takes it over. That's Gzela. Right? They're a Dine Gzela. The Mice Gzela accomplishes something in the object. So now it's not reshus abaylo, so they can't be makdish it anymore. They can't be mocher. But by karka, that's not true. If someone runs onto my karka and steals the karka, he says, "Get out of here! I don't want you here." And I'm makdish the karka. It's hektish. If he uses the karka now, he's moil the hektish. How could I be makdish? I can sell the karka then too. It could be someone's not going to want to buy it from me at that point because he's afraid. If this guy stole the karka, he's not going to get it. But technically, I could sell it. Let's say I sell it to the mafia. They're not afraid that they'll be able to get that karka away from this guy. It's a sale that's valid. But why? It's not b'shusi. No, karka's always b'shus habayim. Because karka ain't nigzelis. There's no... The karka can't leave the b'shus habayim. It's b'makom habayil. It's only b'makom habayil and b'chol makom shehu. Similarly, Rashi and Sukkah points out that there's no yush by karka nigzelis, by karka gzur. The same idea. If Reuven steals metadlin from Shimon, so then Reuven has to return it. There's a fee of hashav. He has to return it to Shimon. Can Reuven sell it? Can someone else acquire it? The answer is, until there's Yush Bailim, no one else can acquire it. Lokeach cannot acquire it from the Gazlan. But after there's Yush Bailim, after the Bailim give up hope to get that object back, so then someone can buy it from the Gazlan. But by Karka, there's no such thing as Yush Bailim. It doesn't work. Rashi says in Sukkah on Lamed Bamed Beis Karka in an Exelis Kolomar Eina Kenuya LeGazlan B'Shum Yush LeOlam B'Cheskas Baleahi. Karka is always B'Cheskas Abaylin. The Karka can't be Kenuya to a Gazlan. It's never going to be Kenuya to the Gazlan himself. Since the Gazlan acquired it Be'Isser, Gazlan took it Be'Isser, he's never going to be able to acquire it. But it's never going to be acquired enough to the Gazlan that he can sell it to someone else, because there's no Yush by Karka. It's not an Exelis, meaning the karka is always b'shus habaylim. There's no yush b'shus. You can't give up hope. The baylim don't give up hope on something that's always there. The baylim give up hope on getting metadlim back because, you know, you can take the metadlim away and then the baylim will never find it. You can be mavriach the metadlim. You can steal it and take it away from the baylim. But you can't take the karka anywhere. You can't take it with you. Can't take the karka with you. You can take the metadlim. You can't really take metadlim with you. Ultimately, right? But money. Can't take money with you. Right? But in this world, you can take the metadlim with you, but in the karka, you can't take the karka with you. The karka is b'shus habaylim always. It's not nigzeles. You can't move the karka. So there's no yush by karka. There's no yush by karka. The nigzel can be makdish. He can sell the karka. There's no chiyuv onsim by karka, because the karka is always b'shus habaylim. The karka is always b'shus habaylim. And it could be that's why cheskas karkos is not miyad. Cheskas karkos is not miyad. Why? Because there's no muchzak by a karka. The person who's ochel peiros can't be called a muchzak. It can't be called a muchzak. because the karka is b'shus abaylim. He's sitting on the karka, but he's not a muchzuk. He's not putting it into his own rishus. He's not called a muchzuk. So if he's not called a muchzuk, I have a marakama that's claiming that he owned this karka at some point in time. He has eidim to that effect. I have a suffix now whether the one who's ochel peros bought it, did he acquire it? So I have a suffix. So what do I want to do? I want to establish the karka by the muchzuk, but there is no muchzuk over here. There's no, the machzik can't become the muchzuk. I have a marakama, but I don't have a muchzuk. If anything, the marakama is the muchzuk. The marakama is the muchzuk because it's b'shusso. It's b'shusso, even if the machzik is sitting on the property, but the reality is it's, the property is b'shus ha marakama, so he's the muchzuk. So I can't establish the karka to be b'shus ha machzik because he's not the muchzuk. I'm a suffix. I can't establish the karka to be b'shus ha muchzik. By metaltim, I establish it to be b'shus ha machzik because he can become a muchzik. The karka can go into his rishus. He takes it from the rishus of bailam into his own rishus. But by karka, the machzik is not a muchzik. So if he's not a muchzik, I can't award him the karka. That's why cheskas karkos is not la'alto. It's not going to work the same way as metaltim. And that's exactly what the Rambam says. The Rambam, the same Rambam, right? The Rambam, not the same Rambam, but the same person. Right? The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, when he's describing how Cheskes Karkos works, he talks about Cheskes Metaltim in Perek Ches, and in Perek Yud Aleph he switches to Karkos. What does he say? Kol HaKarkos HaYeduos LeBalei Rav Bishen Ata Tachas Yad Achem Harem BeCheskes Balei. Says it's always BeCheskes Balei. Right? It doesn't matter that someone else is using it. If it's Yeduos LeBaleim, even though now it's Tachas Yad Achem, it's Becheskas Baleim. Ketzad, Reuven Shayim Mishtamish Bechatzer Kederach Sheha'o Mishtamish Bechatzusayim. He's using it. Using it. And Shimon, who's the Marakama, says that you have no right there. So we're not going to be motzi from the marakama. That's enough. That's the loshim. That's the loshim we're looking for. Zok the Rambam, it's becheskas baleim. It's becheskas baleim. The kark is becheskas baleim because it's always becheskas abayim. Since you can't take the property out of the Rishus HaBailim, so that's why he's not a muchzuk. He's not a muchzuk. So then, of course, he's going to... We're not going to award it to the machzik. We're not going to award it to the machzik because he's not the muchzuk. I have a suffix. I only have a marakama who's the previous muchzuk. In fact, he's the present muchzuk also. It's becheskas balei. The karak is becheskas balei. Always. He's the muchzuk. So even if someone else claims that, I've been eating Paris on the field, that's not enough to make him into a muchzik. It's not enough to make him into a muchzik. So that's why we're going to give the property to the Bailim. We're going to give the property to the Bailim. So these two approaches are what the Rabbeinu Yonah and Daf Ches was saying. Rabbeinu Yonah started by quoting Rabbeinu Yonah as to what's the difference between metaltim as opposed to karkos. Why do you need a chazaka sheishim ataina by karka? We read two lines. That's what these two lines are saying. Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Hodelo aminan hochi b'metaltim." We say by karka you need chazaka sheishim ataina by metaltim you don't need ataina. El arem becheskas hatavas b'hen avu b'she'ein. Dr. Rabbeinu Yonah, first of all, what's the Rabbeinu Yonah saying in that line? Why do we assume that Cheskas Metaltim is Miyad even without a Taina? Why? What's he saying? Through the tfisa by metaltlim, kfar yotze mershus rishon, the tofes becomes what? He becomes the muchzik. Tofes became the muchzik, so he becomes the muchzik. Of course, we're going to establish the metatlin by the muchzuk, even without a taina. We don't need the taina. The old, what's more, Rabbi Yonah says, maybe it's more than just we're leaving it by the muchzuk. Achzuki en shebegan v'lo machzikinan, kevin da'en asuyin lahash lahaskir, vaday miyad harishim bo liyado. The second pshat is, it's not that misafik, we're not going to be motzi from the muchzuk, but rather betoras vaday, we can assume that it belongs to the machzik. And that's why, even without a taina, we're gonna give it to him. But by karka, that's not gonna work. By karka, it's not gonna work. Either because we can be machzik people that they'll steal the karka because they only have to walk into the karka, they don't have to take it to their rishus, or because by karka, there is no muchzik. There is no, the machzik can't become a muchzik. I should say there is no muchzik. The marakama is the muchzik. The machzik can't become the muchzik. So the master can't become the most of miyad. That's why cheskas karkos is not going to be miyad. So what's the final question? How does gimel shanim work? What changes by gimel shanim? According to the first part, we said poshet. After gimel shanim, there's a raya brua that it belongs to the master. So that's why he's going to be zochi after gimel shanim. But if we learn the second pshat, Naftali's pshat, right? If we say that the difference between metatlin and karkos is that by metatlin, the tofes is a mosuk, but by karka the tofes is not a mosuk. So what happens after gimel shanim? So there are different ways of saying it, but the simple pshat is that after gimel shanim, what happens? After gimel shanim, what happens? If you have gimel shanim plus the taina, then you have a raya brura. Then you taka have a raya brura that it belongs to the machzik. And if you have a raya brura, then you don't need the rule that we establish, b'makom sofik, we always leave it by the muchzik. No, then I have a different track. Once I have a raya brua, of course the muchzik is going to be zoche. If I don't have a raya brua, so then a matzvah chaverol, if a raya carries the day, then I need a raya to be motzi from the muchzik. I'm working with that track. But after gimel shanim, with the taina, then I have a raya brua that the machzik owns the karka. I have a raya brua that the machzik owns the karka. So then even if you don't have a din of a muchzik in the karka, just because you're eating pears, you can't become a muchzik. But if I have a raya brua, then of course I'm going to establish that the machzik is the owner. And once I establish the machzik is the owner, now he becomes the new muchzik. As long as the ochel pears, as long as the machzik is not established as the owner, so then the marakam is the muchzik. It's pershuso. But after 3 years, once I have a raya brua through the chazaka plus the taina, I now have a raya brua that the machzik really is the owner, that he got it legally. So then, of course, I'm going to award the karka to the machzik, and he'll become the new muchzik, and we'll be motzi it from the marakam.